After months of uncertainty, T-Mobile and Sprint have gotten court approval to merge. Today, a federal judge ruled in favor of the $26 billion merger between the two wireless providers, which would mean most Americans would be either customers of this new company, Verizon, or AT&T. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hey, Jeremy.
So news of this agreement sent Sprint's stock up 73% when the markets opened this morning. Maybe an indication that investors didn't think this was going to happen, or at least not right now. Was it a surprise?
That's wild. I mean, in the world of merger arbitrage, you typically see an uncertainty discount of maybe a few percentage points. So this illustrates how it was almost flip of the coin, final approval. It's been the holy grail of the wireless industry. How and who gets to roll up the also-rans? Well, it turns out the also-rans are rolling themselves up.
Are there any more hurdles that this merger would need to clear?
Yeah, there are a couple. California has a public utilities commission regulator that has to bless the deal. Nobody knows whether they can scupper this entire thing. And there's another U.S. district court judge in D.C. that has to sign off on what the Justice Department okayed.
But have the companies been able to convince regulators or courts that they are not going to reduce competition by merging and bring higher prices for everyone?
Well, you almost saw Sprint convince regulators kind of with like a gun to its head. It's the weakest player. It's been pleading that it can't go it alone in this current landscape, especially with the billions needed to keep up with emerging 5G super fast networks. So this and the argument that another player, satellite TV provider Dish, which is also losing customers, it needs to bet its existence on becoming the next competitive wireless carrier. And so the FCC and the Justice Department bought it. And we're going to see if this can finally get it past the finish line.
So, of course, the fear of mergers like this is that prices would go up and that it would be bad for consumers. Sometimes there are upsides as well. What does this mean for Sprint and T-Mobile users if this goes through and is, you know, in effect in a couple of months?
The majority of Sprint customers are going to switch to T-Mobile and begin receiving their monthly bills from the newly merged entity, whatever the name is going to be. But the full transition is going to take several years to complete. And for what it's worth, T-Mobile has promised to not raise prices on current plans for at least 3 years.
Any upsides in terms of service? Are these carriers going to combine their networks?
That's the thing, is that you have T-Mobile, which has vulnerabilities in terms of its 5G network. It can get through certain walls, can't get through other walls. Sprint has admittedly said that we are in medium range, maybe superior in technology. Who knows if you put them together and you get something approaching what AT&T and Verizon has. It's really an open question.
T-Mobile CEO John Legere announced last November he would step down at the end of April. His remaining months as CEO focused on completing this merger. He's been the face of T-Mobile for years, right?
Yeah. Not only that, probably the most flamboyant guy in all of telecom. He jabs at AT&T and Verizon. He shares everything on social media. He's finally stepping out of the limelight, which I think, Jeremy, means salesmanship is going to take a backseat to execution, which has always been the soft spot for anything involving Sprint. You might remember Sprint Nextel. SoftBank has been second-guessed in its Sprint stake. So now it's T-Mobile's problem.
And just briefly, Dish Network is affected by this merger. How so?
That's right. There are roughly 9 million prepaid customers on Sprint's side. Most are on Boost mobile plans that are going to migrate to this Dish Network cellular service, which is going to get to borrow wireless capacity from T-Mobile, hopefully en route to becoming its own kind of number four player, competitor to Sprint, T-Mobile, AT&T, and Verizon.
A distant competitor, it looks like, by the numbers. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you.
Thank you.